Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream, connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show, change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
From the Berkshires to the Sound, from wherever you live in MLB America, this is Inside the Parker. You give us 22 minutes and we'll give you the scoop on Major League Baseball. Now, here's Baseball Hall of Fame voter number 70, Rob Parker.
Welcome into the podcast. I'm your host, Rob Parker. What a show we have for you today. We're going to talk with Mark Gubazov, the former Major League pitcher and current Los Angeles Angels color commentator for Bally's. He'll break down the WBC from a pitcher standpoint and talk about the future with Ohtani and the Angels, that and much more. Let's go.
Batter up!
To lead off, it's getting robbed.
And keep him up.
Rob's hot take on the three biggest stories in Major League Baseball.
Number one.
I don't know about you, if you didn't get goosebumps watching the championship of the WBC where Japan beat the United States 3-2, and it was epic for a close, a finish, as Ohtani's on the mound, Shohei Ohtani pitching to his teammate with the Angels, Mike Trout, 3-2 game. 3-2 pitch, and he strikes out Trout to win the game for Japan. I mean, talk about suitable for framing and a great moment for baseball in a sold-out stadium in Miami. Fans going crazy. It was scripted. I mean, if you wrote this script for Hollywood, nobody would believe it was real. That's how good it was. My goodness, really? It was like playoff baseball in March. Normally, spring training games are laid back. People just getting their swings in. No big deal. Man, this was epic. This was absolutely epic.
Number two.
On the heels of this loss, don't look now, but the USA is going to push back. After all, baseball's our national pastime. Abner Doubleday invented baseball right here in the good US of A. And we didn't have our best team. We had an all-star lineup. But there were plenty of American players who weren't there, especially when it came to pitching. Where are the best of the best? Should have been on the mound. And Mike Trout has vowed that he will get those players to play the next time that the WBC takes place. and wants to win for the United States, wants to field the best team, and get all the best players. And I love it. Competition early, way better. You're revved up way before spring, the regular season starts, but the games are meaningful. You're playing for something. And there's team pride and country pride, and we saw that. Even Shohei Ohtani said it was the greatest thing that he'd ever done. Really? This guy won an MVP as a pitcher and a hitter in the major leagues and winning for his country in the WBC in that moment, he said he thought was the greatest thing he had ever accomplished. That's what we want more of, and we want more players from the United States to join in. It would have been great to see Aaron Judge or Freddie Freeman and people like that. And the United States played well. They had a great team, but let everybody get in. Let the best of the best, and let that team play against the world.
Number three.
If there was one negative about the WBC, we know the injuries. Edwin Diaz out for the season, the Mets closer. Now, that was on the celebration after he struck out the final batter to win the game, and he was injured during a celebration. That's a freak injury. You can't blame the WBC. And the same thing. I know people in Houston are salty. Can we get planners on line one? They're mad because second baseman Jose Altuve broke his thumb in a WBC game and can't have any baseball activities for at least 2 months. So that's going to derail the Astros at least at the start of the season. Obviously, he'll be able to come back. But that could have happened in a spring training game. You can't blame the WBC for any of the injuries that took place. Injuries are a part of the game. They could happen in spring training, preseason games, whatever you want to call them. So don't blame the WBC. It was a great tournament for the fans, for the players who participated in, and for the viewers, people who watched at home. And this is baseball on an international stage. The numbers all across the world were eye-popping, especially in Japan, where 80 million people watched. I mean, some ridiculous number like that. Incredible amount of eyeballs on the international play of baseball.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses, and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit Leesa.com/iHeart. That's Leesa.com/iHeart.
Here comes the big interview. Listen and learn.
Oh, it's so good.
All right, now let's welcome into the podcast Mark Gubazar, of course, a former major league pitcher for 14 years in the big leagues, and the current Angels color commentator. Mark, welcome to the podcast. Appreciate you.
Rob, I appreciate it, man. I'll tell you what, it's been electrifying. WBC and spring training games have been great. I can't wait for this baseball season to get rolling.
I'm with you, but let's go to the WBC. And you know what? You couldn't have written a script in Hollywood better than last night. It was suitable for framing with two Angels, two top shelf star players in Ohtani and Trout facing each other with the game on the line. How great was that last night?
You know, Rob, I'll tell you what, it was crazy because in spring training before those, both of those left for their, you know, to play for their country, I got a chance to sit down and had an interview with them guys, and I asked the same questions. What would happen if you guys got locked up against each other? And Shohei Ohtani's response, he's there smiling and having a good time with it. And finally goes, God only knows, was his answer. So then I go back and ask Trout the same question. Trout, he's like, all right, what did Shohei say? He goes, God only knows. And he just almost fell down laughing. He goes, you know what? You know, it basically that's what it comes down to. And I guess what it came down to is Shohei was like God last night when he went out there and struck out Trouty on that 3-2 wicked sweeper slider that you couldn't ask for a better ending. I mean, the whole entire tournament was incredibly added with some guys that were hurt, and that was bad to see. But other than that, I'll tell you, the intensity of every one of those games was absolutely – it felt like it was the seventh game of the World Series every single night.
I agree. I mean, it was a home run to me. And anybody who loves baseball who watched that and didn't think it was something special, they're missing the boat. And can you imagine the Miami Marlins? They had to be jealous to see that ballpark packed out and the electricity in the ballpark.
Yeah, you know, I'm hoping there's some carryover effect because, you know, I had many of opponents, you know, giving me grief because I was always a fairly emotional guy on the mound when I got a big out or, you know, I was fist pumping and I didn't like any of my opponents I faced during the course of the game. It could have even been my brother on the other side but he had a different uniform on. So I want to see emotion like that. And I want to see if, everybody, big moments you feel that have a chance to change the course of a game. I know it's a long season, 162 games, but I hope that intensity keeps up in baseball because I think it resonated from baseball fans or even non-baseball fans how excited these players were.
No doubt. And Japan, I mean, there's something to reckon with. We keep seeing the great players come over from Japan. And they get bigger and bigger every single time. I remember what, Matsui was when he came to the Yankees, helped him win a World Series. And now, obviously, Ohtani and being a two-way player. Just talk about the talent in Japan.
Yeah, I mean, I knew they were going to be a tough draw for anybody going through the tournament, especially even in the finals against the USA team. Their pitching was so good, so deep. It, you know, guys that could come in out of the bullpen. They had starters, obviously, at Darvish and Ohtani come out of the bullpen late for Team Japan. And, they were going to be good. They make, they're disciplined as far as making plays. The way they hit the ball hard, they power. but also can hit the ball on the line the other way. You know, it was going to be a tough one. I was lucky enough to go there in 88 in a tour with a bunch of great MLB stars going over there, and I'm like, wow, they're phenomenal players. But you're right, they're even better at this point because they look at, you know, their goal was to, most of the players, their goal was to play in MLB, but they also realize now that they're on an even playing field as far as talent. And it was really great to see that. I've had a lot of good friends now I've met over the years since Shohei Ohtani's been wearing the Angels uniform from Japan, and the media people, just the excitement level that they love baseball so much, and now you're seeing the talent on display and everyone gets a chance to see it.
Our guest is Mark Gubazov, of course, former Major League pitcher and current Angels color analyst on television. And, we heard the commissioner also say that he's hoping that the Major Leagues will, the USA team will have some more of the top-line starters get involved in this tournament after the success of this. Would you like to see that as well?
Yeah, that's the one thing that, you know, everyone keeps asking, you know, because you kind of ramp it up a little bit more so when you're in such an intense environment like the WBC, and we saw what it was, especially when you're playing for your country and the fans so into it. I mean, record numbers of people watching, record number of people attending these games. But, I mean, just on a personal level, every game I took the mound in a spring training game, I never wanted to give up a hit there. So I can't imagine where the thought process it would be, the chance for pitchers to potentially get hurt, you know, by throwing and amping up their game at that point. You're already ready to pitch in a game in spring training the first day. And when you're facing major league hitters, you're never just kind of going, well, I'm just working on things. You're trying to get people out. So I think you're going to see, especially the way it turned out, you know, the excitement level, you're going to see a lot more of the star pitchers, I think, now wanting to participate in the tournament there in 2026.
And, Mark, you brought up the injury factor. That's what everybody's afraid of, and I get it. You hate to lose a star player playing in, an exhibition tournament before the season. But, you know, we had the two big injuries, of course, Edwin Diaz, which is really hard because that was on a celebratory kind of thing, you know, not playing the game. It was after the game was over. And, of course, Jose Altuve with a broken thumb. But even in Jose's case, Mark, that could happen in a exhibition game. It wasn't the WBC per se, right? I mean, I can't hold that against either case against the WBC.
Totally agree. Especially, you know, you can be in a spring training game where guys are, you know, a little bit wilder. You're facing some younger players that are going to get an opportunity to pitch in games and in a spring training environment. So they're trying to throw the ball exceptionally hard, trying to make an impression on, you know, the organization. And it could be wild at times. You get hit by a pitch. Guys have been hit by pitches many, 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 many times in spring training games. So that part of it, you feel for Altuve. I love the way he plays the game. Diaz, I'm a gigantic fan of him. I mean, his energy level, I remember watching him too many times when he was with Seattle, how good he was, and going over to the Mets and see what he has done now and the excitement level he brings to the Mets and baseball fans in general, even when he walks out of the, you know, out of the bullpen and get ready to go in the games. But those things happen. I mean, there's nothing you can do about it. There's always freak injuries. You know, when you play enough games, especially even in spring training, you're playing every day there, that some things could go wrong. And that's what you hope to avoid, but that's why, you know, organizational depth is so important for every team. And you know, that's why you play this game. But I still reflect on it. I mean, how perfect of an ending was it? You have Trout versus Ohtani. I mean, Hollywood can't even get that script any better than that. I mean, it was perfect.
It really was. All right, let's talk about the elephant in the room, which is Shohei Ohtani, and this possibly could be his last season. He's going to be a free agent after this, and a couple thoughts. First, what would you do if you were ownership, the general manager? Because we saw something similar with Juan Soto, where the Nationals offered him $440 million. Anybody who says baseball's dying, Mark, is crazy. $440 million guaranteed. He turned it down, and then they immediately traded him. Do you have to make a big offer to Ohtani and see where his head is and maybe move him, or do you let him play out the year? How do you go about this?
Yeah, just even, you know, talking, you know, Perry Manassian, the general manager for the Angels, and Artie Moreno, the owner for the Angels, my feeling is Ohtani's going to be wearing an Angel uniform this entire season. They've built a team now, and regardless of what other people love to say, and for some reason they continue to say this, that the Angels need pitching. If you look at their numbers, if you really delve into their numbers, if people actually did the research, they were top 10 in baseball as far as starters ERA. I mean, they're that good, and they're only better now. You saw Sandoval on a huge stage. He struck out Trout and Ohtani for Team Mexico. And Reed Detmers, who threw a no-hitter last year, an immaculate inning, he's throwing the ball even better in spring training. So you have four outstanding arms right there. And you got Tyler Anderson, he picked up from the Dodgers, who was an all-star last year, 15-game winner, an ERA under three. So, and the depth they added. So the team is, in my opinion, is as deep as I've seen, and I've been doing this now. This is my 17th year. So the feeling is, and Shohei has said this, if the team is winning, that's going to make everything better. Now, does that mean there's a real good chance he stays with the Angels? I still feel there's a real good possibility of that. The constant questions will be difficult. Aaron Judge dealt with that all last year himself, and he was outstanding. I'm still shocked at how well he played, especially playing for the Yankees, and the constant questions about you leave it or not, but he went out and did an amazing job. So I expect Shohei to have even a better year this year, especially the way you saw him in that WBC, that, you know, there's going to be questions, and it's going to be, you know, all that feeling that, wow, what do you just let him go at the end of the season? It's all about winning. I think that's all they care about right now.
I think you're right, too, with the Judge thing. He turned down $213 million, you know, as an older player who normally doesn't get that kind of deal, you know what I mean, at age 30. That was incredible. And then to perform on that stage, the Yankees were playing in meaningful games that mattered. That was a testament to him. And I think you're right. Ohtani can duplicate that.
Yeah, I mean, and his discipline is off the charts. And seeing him and talking to him every day, and the routines he goes through. I'm thinking most people, when you're asked enough, are you tired? You kind of think, well, maybe I am. No, his first answer always across the board is, I want to win. That's it. That's all you're going to get from him. I want to win. And that's why I think he's so unique. That's why we all joke around and we all say it now. He's a unicorn, because obviously anybody doing what he's doing isn't real. So, I mean, it's phenomenal, but sitting back and watching him perform now as a pitcher the way he has, he has grown exponentially as a pitcher and as a hitter, too, at those big moments. So if you look at his numbers with runners in scoring position, they're best in the game. I mean, the numbers when he's on the mound with runners in scoring position are the best in the game as far as preventing runs scored. So he's so unique, and he's driven, and I think – and he says it all the time to me that he's just there. He wants to perform, but he also knows it's Mike Trout's team. And I think right now you're seeing Trout more motivated than ever. And when you have a player like Trout motivated, I think it could be a really special year for him as well.
The Angels really need, and I think baseball needs to see these two guys in the postseason. We just saw the WBC. The Angels not being a part of the postseason with such tremendous players as Trout and Ohtani. How important is it for baseball? People want to see these guys on the big stage.
I 100% agree with you on that one, Rob, and that's why I think their goal this year, even though the whole conversation all went along was Artie Moreno was going to sell the team, but he also told Perry Manassian, the GM, to improve this team any way possible. And then there was obviously some great names in the shortstop position, and Trey Turner being one of them, and obviously Carlos Correa and everything with him, that you add that one player, but he realized you needed a number of players to really build out a roster. And when you look at the really good teams, you know, the Astros, the Dodgers, the Yankees, you have superstars, but you also have very good players to supplement around. In other words, you're making a movie. You have your stars, but you also need your co-stars. And I think that's what he went out and did when you bring in a Hunter Renfro, a Gio Urshela, a Brandon Drury, a Tyler Anderson, a Carlos Estevez. I mean, you all of a sudden now have a very deep roster that if guys need a day off, if guys get banged up, that you're still going to be okay. Anthony Rendon, you look back at 2019, he was unreal for the Nationals. That's why they won the World Series.
Right.
And he looks incredibly healthy this year and motivated to play the game where everyone's saying, does he have a lot left? I'm telling you, he looks phenomenal. So you put him in there, You have Ohtani. I mean, Trout, Ohtani, Rendon, Hunter Renfroe, Taylor Ward in front of those guys. And then behind them, you got Jared Walsh, who's completely healthy right now. You got Brandon Drury. You got Gio Urshela, who could play a number of different positions. All of a sudden, if you're a pitcher going against the Angels, unlike what we saw after some injuries to them last year, it was a different team. Now they're deep enough where they can have a few guys take a day off, a couple guys get banged up, that they're still a very deep lineup.
Last thing with Mark Gubiza, of course, the former Major League pitcher and Angels color analyst on Bally Sports. Last year, there were a lot of players. I remember CC Sabathia, maybe J.D. Martinez, and maybe a couple others who thought that Shohei should be the MVP every year because they both, everyone was saying, you know, trying to pitch and be of that caliber and, of course, the type of hitter he is. But Aaron Judge won pretty easily the AL MVP. I thought that was the right choice despite what Ohtani did. Where are you on that? Was that the right choice, you think, that Judge won it last year? Or was it really Ohtani?
Yeah, wow, that is a great question, Bob. Aaron Judge's season last year was off the charts. And always been a big fan of his many, many, many years. But to do that on that stage is phenomenal. But that being said, what Shohei Ohtani did, and when people say games weren't as meaningful, anytime you take the mound as a pitcher, it doesn't matter if your team is 0-162, everything you do is meaningful. What he did at the plate, I mean, I reflect back on these two games he had against Kansas City. They were down, the Angels were down by a significant amount. He had two 3-run home runs. He had 8 RBIs. His emotion after the second home run was unreal. And then the very next day, he goes out and goes 8 innings and strikes out a career high 13. I mean, no human being does that. Is he the MVP? Yes. I mean, I think part of it comes down to Barry Bonds should have won the MVP way more than he did. But people get so like, oh, well, he won it so many times, let's vote for somebody else. Now, Aaron Judge was incredibly good. So as much as I think Shohei Ohtani was the MVP and I would have voted for him, I really didn't have a problem when Aaron Judge won the MVP, too, because he was that good. But Shohei Ohtani, what he did is ERA, his offensive numbers, everything about him. And don't even get me into how incredible fielding of a pitcher he is, too. I mean, he did everything like no other human being did on the mound, fielding his position. He's the MVP every year doing what he's doing. But there's always a guy that says, hey, listen, don't forget me. And I think I was Aaron Judge last year. So I applaud him for his season. But there's no one that I thought these last 2 years was even close to what Shohei Ohtani did.
His name is Mark Gubiza. Man, as good as it gets. We appreciate you, the former Major League pitcher. And, of course, catch him on Angels games as the color analyst for Bally Sports. Mark, appreciate it. Can't wait for the season. I'm with you. I'm excited. I think there are a lot of good teams, a lot of good players. Man, and that WBC has set us up nicely to get the season rolling. So thanks so much.
Anytime, Rob. I'll tell you what, you're exactly right. The WBC got everyone thinking, okay, this is going to be a great carry-on. I just hope the players and the fans have that same enthusiasm every single night for baseball, because you know what? I'll be doing that in the booth.
No doubt. Stay well.
Thanks, Rob. Appreciate it, man.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
Now bring in the closer.
Strike one.
Strike two.
Strike three.
He's out. Here's why MLB is better than the NFL or NBA, and it isn't even close.
Reason number 755 why Major League Baseball is better than the NBA and the NFL. You just saw it. You just saw preseason baseball exhibition tournament that mattered. My goodness gracious. Really? And the players cared. This wasn't some NBA All-Star game where nobody's playing defense and nobody cared because, you know, people were afraid to get hurt. This wasn't the Pro Bowl where we're reduced to tag football, flag football, whatever you want to call it, because nobody wants to get hurt and they don't want to play each other. Here is competition. They weren't throwing underhand at the WBC. They weren't saying, here, hit it. No, I don't care. I don't care where you hit the ball. I don't care if you hit a home run. No. It was the ultimate degree of competition with something on the line, playing for the fans, playing for your country, and playing for yourself. And did you hear those crowds? The crowds were outstanding, unbelievable. The Miami Marlins must have been sick to see their house and their, you know, stadium filled to the brim. They wish they could get people in Miami to come to their games. That was incredible. And that's, again, why baseball is king of the world. In the words of New York TV legend, the late Bill Jorgensen, thanking you for your time this time until next time. Rob Parker, out.
He can't get it. This could be an inside to Parker.
See you next week. Same bat time, same bat station.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.